Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn.
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah.
So, dear listeners, we are talking about what exactly it means to be considerate, this mura'at, as it is known in Arabic, and in some of the programs we have termed it as gauging one's self in order to not overburden the self to the point where it reacts negatively and runs away from ubudiyyah. Now, when we are talking about being considerate and taking into consideration the self, the amount of pressure that can be put on it, of course, the conditions of one's life, the situation of one's life, all these things need to be balanced in order to optimize our ubudiyyah. Now, of course, we have to be very, very careful, you know, that we don't convince ourselves that we're not strong enough, because that too will give us trouble. If we think that we are not strong enough, then we just won't do anything and we're just, you know, being way too considerate of ourselves. There has to be a healthy balance, and in order for an individual to attain that healthy balance, they really need to reflect and sit and think, you know, how much can I put forth so that I am putting forth not only on a regular and constant basis, but also that I am putting forth nonstop, and I am able to slowly increase the amount of pressure or ubudiyyah that I am doing on a daily basis. Again, the criteria for being considerate and taking one's self into consideration and gauging one's self is that we should be observant of our soul's conditions, the conditions of our carnal self and how much we have been able to control it, and act according to its strength and weaknesses. So this also means that we're going to have to check what our strengths and weaknesses are. Now, when one's soul or one's mind or one's appetite, if you will, is strong, and you are able to perform worships and bear hardships with good endurance, with stamina, without overly tiring yourself or overly frustrating yourself, then you should, of course, try your best to perform as many of those acts of worship as you can. So, for example, you wake up for the Salatul Fajr, the prayers, wajib, obligatory prayers in the morning, and you feel like, you know, I'm not incredibly tired, you can read a tasbih of Lady Fatimatu Zahra. Of course, these rosary beads where it is said 34 times Allahu Akbar, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 33 times Subhanallah. So here you see that your soul was strong, your mind, everything was in control, you had the endurance, you were able to do something a little bit extra. Go ahead and do that little bit extra. Of course, never, never sacrifice the obligatory for the recommended.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. The thing I love most about the Prophet, and there's much to love, but I love his mercy and his compassion. And Allah said in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We haven't sent you except for the as a mercy for all the worlds. And I guess for me, it shows in all the moments of the seerah when you don't expect it. You expect mercy to his followers, but then you see him as, you know, carving out time from his children when he's the most busy man on earth. You see his kindness and his gentleness as a husband. You see even the way he is as with children, you know, that here's this person that, and I'm always making excuses, I've got a job, I've got this, I've got that, but he'll take time and rub the head of an orphan, or sit and play games in the streets of Medina, or even show mercy to his enemies and those that stand against him.
The one thing that I love about the Prophet Muhammad the most would probably be how he knew how to deal with different people in different ways. You know, he dealt with the non-religious people in a specific way, with religious people in a specific way, with elders, with the young. Every person that he dealt in a way that would satisfy them, that would make them comfortable around the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ.
My favorite thing about Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, and you see this throughout his life, is how he dealt with people. He was so gentle, he was kind, he was just in the way that he dealt with all kinds of people from different levels of society, from different parts of the world at the time.
Possibly the most universal human being one could think of, not only in terms of all of the different aspects of society that he touched through his through the teachings that he left behind, but also in terms of the qualities and characteristics that we often attribute to men and women in terms of mercy and compassion and generosity, karama, and kindness and courage.
What I love most about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have to be this balance between jalal and jamal, you know, his majestic characteristics and his, you know, very beautiful and refined characteristics. I mean, we see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names also have that balance. But with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam focusing more on the jamali side, he's very beautiful in his character and how people, you know, were just drawn to that and how that made them love him so much. He was serious when needed to be and very majestic and powerful, but at the same time, he was very forgiving, merciful, and benevolent to the people around him, which brought them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
What I love most about the Prophet were his amazing manners. Subhanallah, his wife, Aisha radiallahu anha, used to say that he was a walking Qur'an, so he had amazing manners. And there was a story of his neighbor, a woman who disliked him a lot, and she used to come every day, every single day, and throw garbage in front of his door. And one day he came out and he found nothing. He didn't find any garbage. So he went to see if she was okay. And he went to her and he found that she was sick. So he brought her soup. And because of this kind act, she embraced Islam.
What I love the most about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his beautiful manners and akhlaq. The amazing manners and akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Allah azza wa jal praised him for in the Quran, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that you are on a high standard of character. So this is the most beautiful thing I see in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he dealt with people, his character, which is indeed was just the show of the meaning of being spiritual and religious through action and through practice.
So what I love the most about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he had such a pure heart, he had such a pure mind, and that he had full 110% reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single thing that he did. And I love him because he was a beautiful example. I love him because he sacrificed that no other human being in all of humanity has ever made the sacrifices that he has made. And no other human being has showed us the mercy that he has showed. I mean, just the different examples of the different things that he did in his life are so beautiful. They help us remember who we need to be. And inshallah, we be ambassadors and messengers and learn from his life and take that example and share it with others.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We were talking about how we need to be considerate of ourselves and we need to take into consideration and gauge ourselves, our conditions, so that we are able to calibrate our ubudiyah in an appropriate manner so that in the long run we are able to strengthen, increase, and optimize our ubudiyah, our servitude, our worship, and our obedience to Allah. Now, dear friends, we had talked about how when we feel like our soul has the appetite to do more, our soul, our being, you know, our mind, our heart, and these different aspects of our being are willing to and want to perform extra worship and bear extra hardship, then we should go ahead, or we should be able to go ahead and perform those extra acts of worship, of course, which are recommended. We'd had talked about in many programs that when it comes to things that are wajib, things that are obligatory, we must do those, and we should not take ourselves into consideration when it comes to these things. When, as far as the wajibat are concerned, the things that are obligatory, and the muharramat, the things that are prohibited, totally prohibited, completely prohibited, we have to put a lot of pressure when it comes to these two things upon ourselves, because these two things is what primarily we are judged upon. We had also said in the previous segment in this program that we should never, ever sacrifice the wajib, the obligatory, for that which is recommended or mustahab. So we wake up for namaz, Salatul Fajr in the morning, we wake up for the Fajr prayers, we do the tasbih of Lady Fatima Zahra, but we don't do the prayers. That is completely upside down. Likewise, even though in the previous segment we had said that, you know, when you are strong enough to perform the extra prayers, then perform the extra prayers. But if you feel like you really have to force yourself to do the extra recommended things, then to a certain extent you should force yourself. More than that, it will cause a negative reaction. And that negative reaction usually is the idea that you drop doing everything. You don't do anything at all when it comes. And sometimes it even hurts your wajibat. It hurts your obligatory things. And when it starts to hurt your obligatory things, then of course you get into a lot of trouble. So please be careful, gauge and reflect and think about where you are in life, how much you can handle, and slowly but surely increase your level of worship and obedience and servitude to Allah, so that when you gradually increase, then you are able to stay firm on that which you are doing for the sake of Allah, in our ubudiyah to Allah.
Muhammad, ya Rasul Allah.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Ya Shafi Allah.